are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, it is time for a pop quiz. Pop quiz. You didn't even know it was coming. Pop quiz, get your pencils out right now. Come on, pencils out. Stop griping. I don't care if you drive a rig. Just pull the rig over and get your pencils out. I don't care. Pen, lipstick, whatever. Right? Pop quiz. Here we go. I'm not going to wait for you all. Come on. We got a busy class today. Mucho clase hoy. Okay? Let's hurry up. Number one. What is the most common blood type? You could just fill in the blank. Right? Or just at the end, just answer it. No, that's not a true or false question. What blood type is the most common blood type? Right? You got a couple choices. Oh, come on. It's like multiple choice. You got A, you got B, you got AB, and you got O. Which blood type is the most common? I need to know if you guys are listening to the show and learning something. Number two, what percentage of our body is made up of water? All right. No, not scotch and water, water. What percentage of our body is made up of water? Okay, number three. No, we're not waiting. No, no cheating. How much power does the average brain use? Yeah, we're talking about like power sources. How much power does the average brain use? No, this isn't a physics class. Number four. How long does it take your stomach lining to replace itself? Okay, skin replaces itself, hair replaces itself, tampons get replaced, stomach lining. How long does it take the stomach lining to replace? Number five. This is a fill-in question, okay? Name three cancers the HPV virus can cause. Three of them. No, two will not. If you only put two, you miss the whole gosh darn question. Three cancers the human papillomavirus or the HPV virus can cause. No, Obamacare is not considered a cancer. Nice answer, though. Nice answer, but no. Next question. How long does the average red blood cell live? Okay, your red blood cells have a storage life, right? How long in your body does the red blood cell live? Now, I've been telling you guys this every damn show. If you guys miss this, I'm really going to be ticked off. Next. Now, this is a very, very fancy question. This is for my gifted individuals that listen to the show. What is the space between the nose and the upper lip called? That little kind of area there, right? Okay. What's that name? No dirty names. It's not a dirty, no, it's not a G-spot. No, there's an actual anatomical name. Come on, people. Okay, now, this is for those of you that are into NASCAR. How fast, all right, in miles per hour is a spray of a sneeze, right? What have we been able to clock sneezes at in terms of miles per hour? And then final question, true or false? Obamacare is the saving grace to our healthcare system. True, I know that's a tough one. You're going to have to really scratch your heads on that one. Obamacare is the saving grace when it comes to our healthcare system. True or false? All right, pencils down. Pencils down. I did not give you an essay question today. Did you see that? No essay question. Okay, so here we go. Number one, what is the most common blood type? Type O. I know. See? Oh, and how you remember that is whenever anybody asks you what the most common blood type is, you're like, oh, there. Okay, that's it. Now, you have A, you have B, you have AB, and you have O. We've discussed blood types, right? My blood type is B. I'd like to say blood type B is the sexiest blood type, but there's really no science linking sexuality with your blood types. But O's are universal donors. AB blood type are the universal recipients. So AB blood type, they have the antigen, so they could take O blood, A blood, B blood. Type O, very rare for you to get, all right? But it is the most common blood type out there, okay? What percentage of your body is made of water, all right? The average amount of water in the human body, I don't care if you've emptied your bladder or not, ranges from 50 to 75%. I like to round it up to about 65%. Most babies are almost close to 80% water, right? Then after they pee up a bunch of diapers, we're at about 65%. All right. They say women will have less water than men because we have more fatty tissue. Thank you. All right. More cool scoops on that we'll talk about later, but we got to finish the quiz here. All right. How much power does the average brain use? I've been hearing a variety of different answers from you all screaming at the radio, but I think the average is about 20 watts. They say 20 watts. Now, that's still not enough to light up a light bulb, but it's some good wattage. You will also see some cases saying 10 watts, but I think the most that has been ever calculated has been about 20 watts. Don't know much about why. I'm not into wattage. I didn't like physics. Next, stomach lining. Your stomach lining replaces as quickly as every 3 days. Now, you have mucus cells that prevents the acid from eating up the whole stomach as it is. But your stomach lining will replace that quickly. All right? Makes some sense? Nice. Name 3 cancers the HPV virus can cause. This is a Dr. Dolly show. You guys are in the middle of a pop quiz. No talking during a pop quiz. 3 types of cancers the HPV virus can cause. Cervical cancer, number 1. Throat cancer, oral pharyngeal cancer, number 2. And today we're going to be talking about esophageal cancer. Could be linked to the HPV virus. I will take penile cancer. Yes, I will. We will take that answer. Absolutely. We'll take a penis. That's fine. Next, how long does the average red blood cell live? You guys better not miss this, honestly. 120 days. That's right. About 4 months. I know if it's a leap year, it screws us all up, but 120 days. Average lifespan of the red blood cell. Now, what is the name of that body part between the nose and the upper lip, that little cute divot? It's called a philtrum. Not with an F. If you spelled it wrong, it doesn't count. P-H. Philtrum. Right? Yeah, not phallus. Philtrum. Next, how fast is the spray of a sneeze? We've had sneezes clocked up to 124 miles per hour. Yeah, that's NASCAR speed. I love that. And then finally, this is the hardest question of the day. True or false? Obamacare is the saving grace when it comes to our healthcare system. The answer is a resounding false. If you miss that, I don't even want you to listen to my show. Don't go away. We'll be right back taking your calls. 1-877-DOCDALLY. 1-877-DOCDALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don for working the dials. Myra wants to know, why do British people, when they sing, sound American? I mean, as a family doc with some expertise in ear, nose, and throat, and otolaryngology, I've concluded that the reason why British sound American when they sing is because I think the British fake their talking accent from the very beginning. And they sound like Americans when we're not looking. That's the only medical theory I could come up with. And I mean, think about it, okay? British sound very sexy with the whole British accent. You guys have heard Prince Charles speak. Ooh, we have the new baby, Prince George Alexander Louis. Okay, I mean, pretty, I don't think you'd say that's sexy. But the British speaking the way they do is very admirable. It's very classy. And it looks good. But I gotta tell you, that's kinda hard to do. It's kinda hard to keep that up. So all of a sudden, their defenses are down, and they're trying to sing a song. Now shake it up, baby, now. Now, you see, that is too hard to do with a British accent, and boom, they get caught with their true American-sounding accent. Okay, so if they tried to sing Shake It Up, Baby, let's say, with a British accent, shake it up, baby. B. No, see, it doesn't sound good. Okay, I know my voice is brilliant. I get that. But sugar to bourbon, nah. No, doesn't sound good. Sugar to baby, nah. See, when now, okay, yes, maybe an ENT is out there going, wait a second. It's the horizontal waves of the sound and the trachea and the muscles within the voice box causing there to be a lateral shift in the air. So that's why you lose the accent, because rather than being more vertical, you have more horizontal. Okay, and maybe I get that. Okay, I get that. I mean, think of Southerners, right? When the South sings, they can keep their accent, right? Baby, lock them doors and turn them lights down low. See? Lights. See, when you sing like that, that's not country. But you know what I'm trying to say? Right? Why don't we get drunk and serve? Well, you know, okay, right? It's very easy for the sounds to come out. So you don't have to play around with your accent. And Southerners don't fake their accent. That's how they talk. But I think the British have just thrown the wool over our eyes, or the sheet over our eyes, or however the analogy goes, because they know they sound good. They know their English is the most proper. And when they don't think we're noticing and they're trying to sing a song, their true speech comes out. No, it's not a conspiracy. You don't believe me? You'll believe me? Okay, ask any British person to sing. They sing in English. In American English, they do. Yet Julio Iglesias, right? Julio Iglesias, when he went, what was this one of them, right? To the girl, no, that's Waylon Jennings saying. Julio Iglesias did a, oh, you know what? Okay, Enrique Iglesias. Enrique Iglesias sang a song, Bailamos. And how did he sing it? He was like, Bailamos, see, with the Spanish accent. So I got to tell you, the only people that don't sing, well, Australian, okay, the only two groups that don't sing in their native tongue are the Australians and the English, which makes me think that their accents are exaggerated for the public eye. Now, mind you, that's not a bad thing. Like I said, Australians are very sexy. Have you guys ever seen Thunder Down Under? Australians are so sexy, they don't even have to talk. That's how sexy Australians are, right? Who else is Australian that's very sexy? No, I did not like Crocodile. Crocodile Dundee, was he sexy? Crocodile Dundee? No. Who's sexy that's from Australia? Oh, Hugh Jackman. Enough said. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I love the British. I think the British are amazing, but there is no medical reason for them to lose their accent when they're singing. Oh, you know what? Michael Jackson. Okay, Michael Jackson could speak in an English accent. All right, so Beat It. Okay, how would you do Beat It in British? Bloody Beat It. Beat It, you bloody. Yeah, see? It just doesn't sound that good. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know I need better material. Oral sex. HPV virus, now linked to esophageal cancer. Well, how many of you got that question right when I said how many different types of cancers, what types of cancers can the human papillomavirus, HPV virus, cause? I know a lot of the men are like, what's a girly thing, so I don't have to listen to this segment. No. Remember we've been talking about how HPV is getting into men's mouths? Don't ask me how that's happened. It's getting into men's mouths, crawling down into the throat, setting up shop and causing an HPV infection. Okay, pretty scary stuff. You could also get anal cancer from HPV, rectal cancer from HPV. I've told you, you guys know the difference between a rectum and an anus, right? Really? Gosh, okay. You know what? This is going to be our next pop quiz. Okay, so if we go through the anatomy of your bowel, let's go. No, it looks like we got to revisit. You guys don't even know the difference between a rectum and an anus. I don't even know what to do for you anymore. Let's review. Okay, you have the mouth. Food goes into the mouth, right? You already partially digest food when you break it up and you put it into a fork. You know that. So if anybody ever in Trivial Pursuit says, when are you first digesting food? It's outside the mouth with your hands and your forks, etc. Then it goes into the mouth. Before the teeth even touch it, what touches the food and starts digesting it? The saliva. Very good. Saliva. Even if it just soaks it up, whether the enzymes help it digest or not, the wet starts to cause digestion, especially sugar molecules. Then you got the teeth. So then the teeth start to chew. Then you have the tongue that has to protrude the food back into your esophagus. Well, your pharynx, right, which is your throat, and then it goes into the esophagus. The reason why the food doesn't go into the trachea is why? What's that little thing hanging there? No, it's not. No, keep it clean, people. It's called an epiglottis. Come on, guys. Cut me some slack. It's a family show. Epiglottis. There's the epiglottis. Stop the giggles. The epiglottis prevents food from going into your breathing tube, the trachea. So the food goes down into the esophagus. The esophagus has smooth muscle. It has a propulsion that it does to bring the food down to the stomach, which is why you could actually eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich standing upside down on your head, because the food will propulse to the stomach even upside down. Now the food gets into the stomach, and you guys learned today that the stomach lining dissolves every 2-3 days. Food in your stomach is usually gone after a couple hours. Transit time of the stomach, usually a couple hours. So for those of you who say if you swallow gum, it's in your stomach for years, that's a lie, an absolute lie. Then you got the small intestine. Now, the small intestine is where most of the absorption comes. And the absorption in the small intestine, no, there's no joke coming. This is an anatomy lesson in gastroenterology. We talked about the small intestine. You have the enzymes from the pancreas. Of course, the stomach acid and stomach has enzymes too, but most of the enzymatic metabolistic degradation of the food happens within then the small intestine, which is, by the way, another trivia question, the largest organ in your body. No, I know many of you men have been claiming it's something else. No, it's the small intestine. Then comes the large intestine. The large intestine's main job is to start to form the fecal matter and absorb the extra fluid outside the colon. You have the ascending colon. Then you have the transcending colon, the transverse colon that transcends across the abdomen. Then it goes down into the descending colon. Then you have the S-shaped sigmoid colon. Now you're into the rectum. And then you have the anus. And the anus is the opening from the colon to the light. La! Exactly. That's where food sees the light. All right, please don't, you know, anal cancer and rectal cancer are a little bit different, even though they may be only separated by a millimeter or two. And then you have the outside air, and assuming nobody after you fart's mouth is open, it could possibly, repeat the whole cycle. But let's assume nobody's around that area. It ends there, hopefully into a toilet, and hopefully then you flush the toilet. Now, this is though pretty serious. If we're now looking at HPV and esophageal cancer, what are you people swallowing? Come on. Ever heard of missionary position? Missionary position is probably the safest, the healthiest, no back injuries, no ear injuries, no nostril tearing, no hip subluxations, no shoulder dislocations, no breast nipple squishing. It's a very simple, safe position, people. Esophageal cancer coming right up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot, all in an easy to carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab and go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Guys, we are back, Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show page. I really don't have to give you a reason why. It just makes it easier, right, for me to go about my days. I'm able to sleep better at night if I know y'all are following, and if I know y'all are connected to the Facebook page. I know I've been a busy girl, so I haven't been able to put as much news as I want to. I've only been able to get a couple stories up. But I promise I will inundate your Twitter accounts and your Facebook news feeds as soon as I'm able to get my schedule back on gear. There's been some TV production work going on, and to enable to lose the weight that I need to lose, I've been having to exercise a lot more. And I'm actually now up to 2,562 Kegels a day. Very difficult to tweet and Kegel at the same time. Try it, though. All right, you guys know how to Kegel? Guys should Kegel, too. All right, let's just quickly review how to Kegel. We use Kegel exercises to strengthen your pelvic muscles. For women, it's very important to know how to Kegel so you don't lose urine on yourself. I am sick and tired of giggling and peeing on myself. So if you Kegel and you strengthen the vaginal muscles, well, I'll tell you why men could benefit. If you strengthen the vaginal muscles, you prevent then the looseness of the pelvic floor that could cause the opening of the urethra to allow more urine to leak. Now, for those of us with real, true stress incontinence, the Kegels don't help. But think about it. If you could get up to 2,562 Kegels a day, you'll be rock hard down there in terms of being able to keep the urine. Now, men are always worried about things hanging too low. So I think men should Kegel also. I understand that things seem to droop a little bit more with age, and you want a little bit more spunk or compliance, right, with your jewels. So Kegeling for guys is actually something that I think is really underrated. So what you do is, okay, it's hard to show you, but on air, I'm going to teach you how to Kegel. Don, I hope you're doing this too. Okay, we got Don involved here. Now, what you do is you could probably do this with your legs closed. You don't have to have your legs open, but if no one's around, why not, if it makes it easier? And I want you to start tensing up your thighs. We're going to go easy, baby steps, okay? So everybody, we're Kegeling. Stop it. We're Kegeling. Then pull the car over, okay? So what you do, honestly, you can Kegel while you drive, but I don't want to be responsible for any car accident. Dr. Dahlia Show and GCN Communications Network does not take any responsibility for you getting into any accidents if you Kegel while you drive. But for those of you that don't have any other time to Kegel, I understand if your drive time or your commute is your only opportunity. I get that. Okay, so first, everybody sitting there first. Okay, tighten up your thighs. No, there's nothing sexy about this. It's an exercise. Okay, tighten up your thighs. Then go up to the stomach, okay, and tighten the stomach. So right now you've tightened your thighs and you've tightened your stomach, okay? Now go up a little bit more. Now try to concentrate on tightening your upper thighs. Are you... No, you don't have to undress for this, okay? Yeah, so now, okay, keep that tummy tucked in. Keep that tummy tucked in. This could be like a Pilates class, and I'm not even getting paid for it. Okay, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm teaching you how to Kegel. Okay, so now you got your stomach tucked in. Don't Kegel yet. Breathe. Yeah, the last thing you want to do is go into muscle tetany from being in a Kegel for 15 minutes. All we're doing now is tightening up our thighs and tightening up our stomach. It's not funny. Okay, so you got your stomach tighten, you can even, you can get your shoulder, no, don't start rolling your shoulder, no head rolls. No, you don't head roll with the key, no pelvic thrusts. No pelvic thrusts. We're just talking about Kegeling. Very specific perineum muscles. Does not involve the head, no nostril flaring, no shoulder roll. Got it? Okay. So you got your stomach all tight stomach. You got your knees tightening. You got your thighs now tightening. Now you're going to move up to the perineal area. Now, for those of you who don't know where your perineum is, for men, it's between the base of the penis and the distance between that and the anus area. Okay? That area is your perineum. Yes, guys can benefit from Kegeling. For women, it's the area between the vagina and the anus, okay? Good. Okay, boy, you guys are getting an amazing anatomy lesson. Honestly, after this show, you guys could probably get your MDs. I mean, that's how much you've learned today. All right, so how do you get to that area? Well, again, you're starting to move up. So you had your lower thighs, now your upper thighs. Try to clench near the vaginal or near the penis area. Keep clenching. Don't breathe. And release. That's just one Kegel. And I do 2,600 of them a day. Okay, Kegel number two. Let's go. Squeeze. And breathe. Okay, one more Kegel. Here we go. One more Kegel. Ready? And go. Kegel. Hold it. Breathe. You did it. You just did three Kegels. All right. Oh, you pooped on yourself? Yeah, no. If you're pooping on yourself, you got to see a doctor for that one. Okay, you feel good? Do you feel good, you see? Now, Kegeling is not something you want to advertise, okay? To Kegel or not to Kegel, that is the question. I prefer that people do mini Kegels because If you just wait till you're, you know, watching TV or private or whatever, and then you try to Kegel, it's really, really hard because you don't really have that much time to fit in 2,600 Kegels a day. So for somebody like me that works 12 plus 14 hours a day, I got to slip the Kegels in all the time. And so if you could learn how to Kegel at your desk or Kegel in your radio studio, or, I mean, I'm sure Don, while he's working the dials, in between dial pushes, he gets his Kegels in. I think that's... I think that's the healthiest way of doing it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. News had hit this week that McDonald's had not a pretty good week, shall we say, on the Dow. Right? There has been some issues with McDonald's not being able to do as well. Their stock had dropped about 2.4% earlier in the week. And McDonald's investors a little bit nervous. And they say the company has been dealing with same-store sales losses off and on since late last year. Now, why would McDonald's be having difficulty with their stock issues or having difficulty finance-wise during that time? Very interesting. Now, we talk a lot about fast food because this is a medical show, right, in addition to talking about everything else. And a very important part of our medical show is diet, practicality of diets, what we eat. Okay, I've eaten McDonald's. I'm a fan of McDonald's burgers. I think they're yummy. I can't tell you to go and eat McDonald's, and I can't tell you to go and eat fast food. But from an economy-wise, from an economy standpoint, I need to make a quick point here. All right, trying to make McDonald's or fast food stores healthy makes absolutely no sense to me at all. Because the average person that eats healthy, that wants to have a salmon salad, wants to have some baked cod with grilled vegetables, will not be driving through a McDonald's drive-thru. McDonald's exists, and their company exists, to be fast food in all its calories, yummy taste, speed, expediency, and glory. And when I see government push, like what we saw with San Francisco, not allowing McDonald's to have Happy Meals, I'm not sure what the hell was going on there a couple years ago, we have government interfering with private enterprise. So, you know, if we're starting to see fast food start to now tumble in the economy, should somebody just stop for a second, take a look at what we're doing, and go hold the phone? Don't go away. I want to talk about this more. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy. Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
From the makers of Blanket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blanket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at BlanketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlanketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5MM.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you know that I've had my panties in a bunch over this Medicare Star system that they want to give to our hospitals, where a hospital will be rated by a star system by the government, right, based on patient readmissions, patient reviews and satisfactory surveys, post-op infections, readmissions, etc. A variety of different scorings to get those stars. And as we were talking about, in the previous segment, when government gets involved to try to make things healthier or safer, I think things start to go sour. Now, I don't know much about the fast food industry and how they're doing as a whole, economy-wise. And I know some of you probably out there don't really care. But I look at each aspect of the economy as an important cog to the wheel, because you have a huge industry such as the fast food industry. And maybe, yes, it's responsible for some of our obesity. Let's say we as people, okay, have no responsibility in our obesity and our eating habits and our food choices. Okay, let's say we're going to blame the health food industry, and if other people are to blame, the fast food industry, let's say, takes maybe, I don't know, 20% blame, etc. All right, there's still a huge part of this economy. And when you see a government try to tell them, okay, well, add healthier choices, okay, and they're a fast food place, that's just like asking Baskin-Robbins to offer carrot sticks. Nobody goes to Baskin-Robbins for carrot sticks. They go for ice cream. So making a McDonald's, now, I get that. For kids, rather than French fries, there should be apple pieces. Okay, I get that. But most kids, I mean, if they're getting McDonald's, it's because they want McDonald's. It's a treat. Or who knows? And yeah, maybe the parents aren't cooking, so they're getting them McDonald's, etc. So I like the fact that there could be apple pieces instead of French fries, but the kids don't want the apple pieces. All right? So then after a while, the kids go, okay, well, I want the French fries, so Mom, don't go to McDonald's, go someplace else where I can actually get my French fries. So then McDonald's loses business for these kids to go somewhere else. The kids are going to still want the French fries. It's the parents' responsibility to make sure the kids don't get French fries. But all of a sudden, the kid turns teenage years, and then when they get to go off campus to get lunch, they go and get their French fries. And luckily for these kids, there's a market out there for these kids in between history and algebra to be able to go and get the French fries because there's a market out there. So forcing a fast food place to not have the yummy fast food junk food that people crave is basically trying to put them out of business. Now, from a health perspective, you would think I, as a doctor, would think, okay, well, then that's good. Nobody eats fast food anymore. Great. No more diabetes, obesity, etc. But I'm an American first, all right? And I love my Constitution. I love being in a democracy. And if I see government stepping in just a little too far when it comes to capitalism and free market, I need to say something. And, you know, now we're looking at this Medicare rating, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. We're looking at this Medicare rating of stars, this star system, based on patient reviews, based on post-op infections, readmissions, etc. What do you think is going to happen to these hospitals that get lower ratings? Okay, some of you will say, well, then good. If they go out of business, good. All right, come see, come stop. They go out of business, fine. All right, it all works out. Well, no. What if they're going out of business? Because they're a hospital that takes underserved, indigent patients. So their wait times are very, very long in the ER, right? Their nurses are overwhelmed. They're not getting funding as it is. So and they may be attracting sicker patients. Because some of these private hospitals are telling the ambulances, no, don't bring the Medicare patient here. We'll get fined if they get readmitted. Send them over to county. So then what are these hospitals supposed to do if they get the lower ratings? They're going to lose the attraction of people with good insurance or able to pay their hospital bills, and they're going to become more and more financially screwed. You know, when the government steps in, things go sour. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yeah, you're wrong about the star system. The animal got setting up the star system so he can make the health care much worse. I'm 66, and I know if I get sick and anything happens to me, that I'll be extremely lucky if I can get a pill to keep from hurting and just lay down and die. And that's what he wants. He's an animal.
Let me go back on a couple things. I think this was a message that was left on our. I don't think he's live because I'd like to talk to you. I don't know what I was wrong about with the star system. I don't like it, so I hope you didn't infer that I liked it because I don't. I don't like the star system. I think the star system stinks. So I want to put that out there. I think rating hospitals by a star system, based on what the government feels is a very good hospital, I think is going in the wrong direction. I was an ER doc. And I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but some of the illnesses that I found was because I stopped and I decided to do a test that was kind of lateral.
not really what would have been in the textbook, and I was able to find things that that would have been missed. And if a patient had reviewed me on that, they probably would have loved me. But in terms of this rating system, the hospital could have probably gotten dinged because they would have said, well, I ordered an extra CT. Or I'm more prone to ordering extra tests. And I think what makes a good hospital, which is a question, what makes a good hospital? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What makes a good hospital? Is it that they're cheaper? Is it that the rate is quicker? Is it that the hospital seems to have less people get post-op infections or less readmissions? Well, we were talking about this yesterday. If you have a hospital whose rating system will be based on whether they have post-op complications or readmissions, then you have a hospital that's going to want to shy away from your sicker individuals. So people who are more prone to post-op infections are who? Your diabetics, your young children, your elderly, your rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis patient, lupus patient that's on immunosuppressants, your transplant patients. If a hospital is going to get dinged, right, and basically look like dung on the internet based on this rating system, then they're going to want to probably avoid taking in patients that are going to be more prone to coming back, getting sick, or having post-op infections. Anytime we have a diabetic, we already have on board extra antibiotics. We're expecting there to be something that could happen because they're diabetic and we're on standby. Okay, because we know, we've seen, we've seen hundreds, thousands, millions of patients in our career, and we know what to expect, we know what to prepare for, etc. Post-op infections happen. But if you're going to possibly put a rating system up that's going to cause the hospital industry to get, to have economic losses because only the best of the best out there, right, like the Mayo Clinics or the UCLA, will be able to have the funds to be able to maintain the fanciest rating because they could hire the extra staff, etc., then these other places are going to go out of business. And what happens when you only have two hospitals in a city as big as Detroit? So I'm very nervous about that. I think the government is going about this wrong. You can't scare hospitals into giving better care. We give better care already. I mean, we don't wake up in the morning saying, I'm going to be half-assed today. We wake up saying, I'm going to give the best care. But there's so many other factors that the government won't help us on, but they expect us to get 5 stars. You kidding me? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.